When it comes to raising awareness, organisations from all different walks of life have quickly figured out that the more creative, the more fun, that perhaps the better result is. You know, the Black Dog is doing mullets for mental health this month. I don't know how many mullets you've seen getting around your part of the world. They look good, paired with a mask as you're in the supermarket. Fundraisers like the Colour Run took off across the world as well. And to celebrate Threatened Species Day this week, the Threatened Species Commissioner's Office has hosted a bake-off with the winners set to be announced today. To find out more, we have the Threatened Species Commissioner, Dr. Fiona Fraser. Good morning.
Good morning, Kaya. Great to be with you.
Thank you for being here. And also one of the judges, Rebecca West, who is an ecologist with Wild Deserts based in the Sturt National Park. Hey, Beck, how you doing?
Hey, I'm good, thanks, Kaya. Good morning.
I almost said Wild Deserts. It's very hard to have deserts and desserts all in the same thing. It gets me every time.
Yeah, could be a sideline business for us, perhaps.
Fiona, I'll start with you. Threatened Species Day was celebrated throughout the week. What's this all about?
Yeah, so Tuesday this week was National Threatened Species Day, which is really to commemorate the species which are at risk of extinction in Australia. And it's also the day 85 years ago that the last thylacine lived in Australia. Australia's a country really rich in biodiversity, pretty incredible internationally, but we've got over 1,800 species which are threatened with extinction. So this week, Tuesday's a day to really think about that and the work that needs to happen to support those species. But it's also a week to celebrate some of the really great recovery work that's going on. And as you said in your introduction, Kaya, raising awareness is a really important component of doing that, and that's what the bake-off is all about, raising awareness and celebrating some of the great work that's going on.
It worked quite well as well with us all being in lockdown. Was that part of what you were thinking about, Fiona?
Oh, we thought it might take off because everyone's in lockdown. It's been happening for 5 years, so we weren't going to run it, whatever the case. But we've had more than double the entries. We've had over 720 entries this year, which is more than double last year. And I think it's just been a really great, like, we've got half the country in lockdown and we've got kids being homeschooled and needing something sort of interesting to while away the time. So it's been a fun activity for people to do, but also really educational. People do a lot of research to find out a bit more about the threatened species that they're putting into a baked creation and tell some really fantastic stories about the species that they submit as well. And if you're not in lockdown, great, you can have a morning tea to get together with your colleagues and friends and talk about the species and enjoy the cake while you're doing it.
Yeah, because what were the rules? Like, what were you asking people to do?
We're asking for, look, we've got some rules, but we're not too strict on them. We were asking people to bake or submit a baked dessert. It could be a cake or it could be a jelly. It could be an ice cream. People sort of were pretty inventive. And to post that on the Threatened Species Commissioner's website, we had a theme this year, which was ecosystem engineers. So they're important plants and animals that play a special role in the environment. It could be pollinating, could be turning over the soil to create healthier soil or spreading seed. So we asked people to think about species they might know about that fits the bill and to find out a bit more about it. But really, people just posted all sorts of different species. They may not have been ecosystem engineers, and some of them weren't threatened species, but they're really important to people in their own backyards or their own environment. So we accept any plant or animal, really. We did get some submissions that weren't actually plants or animals, and we didn't end up posting those. So we did have some rules in the end, I guess.
It doesn't matter. Someone still got to bake and eat their goods, so happy
totally.
Days for them. Hey, Beck, am I right in saying that you baked?
Yeah, I've been a judge for the competition for the last 5 years, and so every year I bake a cake as a bit of a promo when the competition launches, and just to I usually try and reflect on a species that fits the brief for that year that's been important to me. So yeah, this year I made a Shark Bay Bandicoot cake because we actually introduced that really important ecosystem engineer back here to Wild Deserts earlier this year. So I thought I'd have a go at that this year. Pretty ambitious shape to try and make into a cake, but we got there in the end.
How did you approach it when you were trying to make something that looks realistic?
Oh, I started with a lot of sponge and then ended up sort of almost sculpting the outline shape, and then, yeah, lots of piped icing to try and create a nice furred look. But, yeah, I mean, I've been lucky enough to see the animals actually in the hand because we just introduced them, so I had a pretty good idea of the features that I wanted to sort of stand out for that species and the sort of the colours and how it all works as a piece. So I had some good inspiration behind me.
Was it challenging? Any disasters?
The main challenge is that I actually have a small baby at the moment who's 89 weeks old. So he was in the carrier on my front for most of the construction of the cake, or in a bouncer chair on the worktop surrounded by icing. So that was my biggest challenge this year.
Oh, that, and you were judging. What are you looking for as one of the judges?
I think some of the really interesting pieces for me are ones where they've sort of taken the brief but then added their own bits of inspiration or creative design to them. I also look for, the ones that look most like the species themselves, so you don't have to really be guessing. So obviously there's, you know, some creative allowances, but yeah, that's for me as an ecologist. I like to say, oh yeah, I know that's a such and such species just by looking at it. So I think those are two quite important things for me. And then also just hearing the stories and reading the information that people have pulled together as a judge, it's really nice to hear that sort of backstory to why they chose that particular species. And every year I get to learn new things about the amazing work that's going on across the country with all these different species. And often I learn about new threatened species because, as Fiona said, there's, you know, 1,800 of them and I don't know all of them. So it's always a really important learning process for me as well.
I love that. I love that there's that research element that means that with every cake that's uploaded, everyone's learning a little bit about the creatures.
Yeah, absolutely. And I guess that's part of the competition as well, is it's a really fantastic opportunity for everyone to showcase the different species, to raise that awareness, and I guess for people to understand what species are out there and what their threats are, because that's one of the, you know, biggest parts of this is trying to get people to understand what we might lose if we don't do something about it.
Beck, what were the qualities of entries like this year?
Oh, we had a hard job, didn't we, Fiona? I mean, we had the judges meeting yesterday, and yeah, there was a lot of discussion. It was every year we seem to be getting more entries, and the caliber of those entries just increases. So yeah, it's been a tough job.
What were the big sticking points going back and forth, Fiona, as you and Beck and the other judges tried to work out who was going to take out some of these prizes, these winners, these awards?
Oh my goodness, fondant or not to fondant was one of them. Beck might have been a bit of a stickler on this sort of, you know, likeness to the real species. I guess I'm an ex-ecologist, so I wasn't such a stickler for that. I just liked a bit of creativity. In fact, one of my favourites was just a few bickies thrown together by a little four-year-old. But really, we all brought different perspectives as judges, because we had Catherine Sabbath as well, who's a really incredible, you know, well-known cake maker. And then we had Brad Mogridge, who's a water scientist. So we all brought sort of different perspectives, but we all pretty much landed in agreement, didn't we, Beck? But we've got a few runners-up as well, which we'll like to post on later in the day as we're making announcements, because we were spoilt for choice.
Highly commended is very important.
Yeah,
we wanted everyone to win because they were all so good. That was the main point of agreement.
Are we able to add more categories?
Oh, we've got quite a few, but yeah, maybe next year we might need to just to cover the breadth of amazing entries.
Fiona, when will we start to see the winners announced across the next little while?
Well, Beck and I are really pleased to be able to announce the overall winner on your program this morning, and we'll be posting the rest of them on the Threatened Species Commissioner's social media channels throughout the day, sort of starting around now. So whenever you're ready, Kyle.
Right. Well, I've got something
big announcement.
I've got something teed up for you. Ready? Take it away, Fiona.
The overall winner for the 2021 Threatened Species Commissioner Bake Off is Asher with the long-footed potoroo.
Amazing.
Yep. It's I can describe the cake for you,
please,
if your listeners are interested. There's 720 there, so people might have trouble finding it. It's a total work of art. So it features the long-footed potoroo on top of a sort of traditional, you know, round cake. But it's also, it's got a great attention to detail, and it has the plants which are found in the potoroo's habitat pictured around the potoroo, either shaped or painted on there. So waratahs and a couple of orchids and an everlasting. And the potoroo itself, Asha describes as a slightly chubby little fellow. He's a little bit chubbier than usual, and she says that's because he's feeding on the chocolate mud cake. So they're a really cute little marsupial. They live in East Gippsland, and they're really bushfire impacted, so they're also a species we're doing a lot of work to try and recover from bushfires. And Asha is an ecologist. We're not sure what work she's doing in that space, but she's probably one of these entries which are really celebrating some of the work that is happening to recover this species. And it not only is a work of art, it just looks like it would be a really tasty cake to eat as well. So we're hoping that Asha and her family are maybe enjoying that cake at some point. So
good.
Yep.
So we can see a photo of that a little later.
Yeah, if it might be posting as we're speaking, I'm not sure, but it'll be going up on the Threatened Species Commissioner's site shortly.
Amazing.
I was just going to see if Beck wanted to talk about the highly commended, or if not, I can do that, Beck.
You go for it, Fiona, okay, while you're on a roll.
So we probably had about 20 highly commendeds, but I'll just mention a couple here. One of them was the Alpine Spiny Crayfish from Tara, and that's it's on a sort of bed of fake grass, but it's a very realistic looking, quite red spiny crayfish from the Alpine region. It's with its big claws and beautiful looking tail. And then another one, which will be one close to Beck's heart, is the Cath's stick nest rats, which are, they've got their little sticky nest next to them. They've got their chubby little rats, and it looks like a little baby rat in the nest as well, and a little bit of their local vegetation sort of scattered around. So a family of stick nest rats, sorry, it's a bit of a mouthful to say that in the morning, which also looks quite tasty. So congratulations to those highly commended entries as well.
So amazing. I'm always impressed when people can do amazing things with cakes. The rest of the winners will be announced across the day on the Facebook page.
Yep, stay tuned.
Perfect.
And check in on the social media pages.
Amazing. Beck, I can't, you know, we can't catch up without asking, you know, we've had a change of season since you and I last spoke. How are things looking in your part of the state at the moment?
Oh, it looks like desert paradise out here at the moment, Kaya. We've had some more rainfall. We introduced the bandicoots as well, so there's diggings everywhere. Our ecosystem is really being turned over by all these engineers that we've returned. And we just did a trapping event, and we've got bilbies everywhere, lots of really healthy bilbies that were reintroduced last year, have gained huge amounts of weight, lots of new animals and females with pouch young. So yeah, it's looking fantastic for the bilbies, the crest-tailed mulgara and the bandicoots that we've added, but also for all of the resident native species that were already here. We're seeing them all bouncing back and enjoying the paradise times in the desert.
Amazing. Well, who doesn't love some cute animals and some tasty cake? Beck, Fiona, great to hear a little bit more about this baking competition that's been going on, and can't wait to see the other winners on the Facebook page across the day. Thank you both.
Thank you.
Thanks, Kaya.
Dr. Fiona Fraser there, Threatened Species Commissioner, and Rebecca West, an ecologist with Wild Deserts, not Desserts. If you want to see those creations and the winners that will be announced, including that one that was just announced exclusively here for you this morning, you can jump online to the Threatened Species Commissioner Facebook page, or throw in the TS Bake Off hashtag and you'll get all of those winners.